At that time, Facebook's revenue came from flyers, which are advertisements that were displayed on the side of the homepage. They were mostly purchased by students or local businesses who aimed at targeting the ads to a specific college campus. Within a year, Flyers Pro was introduced, which made targeting easier. This was an auction-based CPC marketing model where targeting was based on gender, age, location, relationship status, political views, education, and workplace. In 2005, what had started as a social media for colleges sensed the opportunity to grow further. The name was changed to Facebook, and a full-time salesman, Kevin Colloran, was hired. Colloran's first big ad deal came from Party Poker. Party Poker boosted Facebook's revenue, but when gambling became outlawed in the United States, Facebook was left with no choice but to drop Party Poker. The next big revenue-generating company for Facebook was Apple, which sponsored an Apple group where Facebook was paid $1 for every member that joined the group. Victoria's Secret followed Apple's sponsored group idea, and it became another means of revenue for Facebook. There was no doubt that Facebook found potential in growing its profits through the marketing endeavors of brands and decided to allow everyone over the age of 13 to join the social media platform. This created a new wave for marketers, and offers began to flood in for Facebook from many big brands. Many companies saw the potential Facebook had and offered to buy it, but Zuckerberg stood firm, declining all offers. In its marketing attempts, Facebook had also launched Marketplace, which was an app for classified listings. This is one of the lesser-known facts about Facebook, and although it is still going, it was taken over by Oodle, which is an online classified ads company, in 2009. By 2007, Facebook also had a mobile version of its website, which allowed mobile users to access the social media site easily. A year later, when the world was recuperating from the effects of recession, Zuckerberg had stepped up the advertising game and allowed any commercial entity to augment their visibility by creating a free Facebook page. While the page was free, the idea behind it was that the companies would look for ways to market their page in an attempt to get more people to like the page. It gradually refined its marketing strategies for page owners who were soon able to set up and manage their page on their own. In 2010, Facebook released its first mobile app, and in another 2 years, mobile ads were introduced to Facebook users. In 2012, Facebook was making a lot of changes to incorporate better marketing strategies that help brands get the most from marketing on Facebook. With the help of first-party and third-party data, businesses were able to refine their marketing strategies on Facebook. By 2013, newer ways like Facebook's lookalike audiences, clickable hashtags, and dark posts were introduced as additional ways to market products and services. Facebook's marketing endeavors have continued since then, and today we realize the vastness of Facebook marketing, with every single brand having a business page on Facebook in their attempts to be recognized and to be able to reach greater potential. Facebook has had a vivid marketing history, and it also had a fair share of criticism and lawsuits, but the fact that it continues to grow by leaps and bounds only proves the success it has around the world. With a massive number of users to target, brands can hardly consider staying away from Facebook. How to do it right? With Facebook marketing gaining momentum among brands, the question is how to do it right. With numerous customers, current and potential ones, you would want to do things right, because anything that goes wrong can spell trouble for the brand. With instant likes and the recent recreations options, which allow users to react to any content that you post with some emojis and the ability to share a post, things can go viral very quickly. This can be for good and for bad. So companies must be careful how they plan that their marketing strategies are going to impact the brand before they post something on Facebook. I'm going to begin with content, which is the core of every post. You posted something because you had some content that you wanted to share with your users.